Welcome to Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights, a podcast by coaches for coaches. Our guests share their hard-won wisdom to help you grow your coaching business and create a life of success. So get ready to unlock the blueprints to your success. Welcome to today's episode. I'm thrilled that you're here, and I'm grateful to have Ramona Crabtree Faulkner here. Her business is called Authentic Life Journey, and she is a transformational empowerment coach. She's also a Reiki master and holistic wellness facilitator. So welcome to the show, Ramona. It's lovely to have you here.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful to be here.
Lovely. So tell us a little bit about how you came to be the transformational empowerment coach, Reiki master, and holistic wellness facilitator. That's a lot going on there.
Yeah. Well, just because there's been 20 years behind that. So I started out in 2003, 2004. I started out as a massage therapist. So I went to massage therapy school, and then it just was the door that opened up the path that I eventually found myself on. In 2006, I opened up my first brick and mortar location, and it was called Ananda Center for Yoga and Massage. So I added this yoga element, and opening those doors is what really turned everything on. I all of a sudden was exposed to spirituality and energy and connecting to, you know, higher realms and things that I had never really known about prior. And so when I took on that yoga piece, I had no idea that it was going to open up so much. And eventually I really started realizing how empathic I was and had to make some major changes because I was a feeler, and I was, you know, every time I was putting my hands on people, I was sucking up their energy, and I wasn't really educated on how to be a conduit. Instead, I was just like sucking it all up and taking it all on, and it was slowly beating me down, which ultimately led to some medical issues, which led to some self-healing that had to occur. So because between 2012 and 2016, I did a lot of self-work. I started taking everything that I was learning and then I needed to apply it to my own life. And then in 2016, I created my first coaching program and started coaching. And so I never went through a official coaching program, but I had led yoga teacher training, CEUs. I'd been teaching yoga for, you know, 15 years. And so I just took everything that I had ingested over those first 10 years of this being in this world with holistic healing, and started creating programming for my clients. And it was great. It was so amazing and wonderful. And then, you know, when 2020 came, I had to reevaluate. And so for the past 5 years, I have been in this place of, okay, everything I imagined happening, I created, but now, like, where do I go from here? So then when I finally began to get clarity around what that was, I went on a retreat in Greece. So I took a solo trip to Greece. I went to a yoga retreat, and I left so inspired and so clear about where I wanted to go. And that was in 2022. So I came home. And so now for the last 3 years, I have been, you know, releasing things that needed to be released, opening space for what it needed to be opened for, and ultimately landed in this place of taking my program and elevating it into empowered authenticity, which is what I now coach my clients through, and really getting closer to seeing who it is that I really wanted to be talking to. It's been a journey, but the reason I have all of those skills is because I have been living them for 20 years.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like when, you know, when you learn how to do something and it impacts your life in such a positive way, that's how a lot of coaches come to be, because they go, oh my gosh, I did this. Somebody mm-hmm. else can learn. I can help someone else through whatever they're going through because of it. I love that. It's fantastic. And I love how you went away when you weren't sure what was next, just kind of getting out of your space. And it's such a good idea to travel, I think, just because it gets you totally out of your space, and especially international travel, because you're in a different culture. And even if it's English speaking, which obviously Greece is not, but most of them speak English, it's still just a different mentality, different mindset. And it makes you think, oh, I didn't know things could be like that. So it's so expansive, I think.
Yeah. And because of that, that's what helped me really kind of come to this place of clarity of what it is that I wanted to do with my business model. And so that's ultimately, that trip was such a key component of what it is I wanted to do. So retreats have always been a part of my business model, but now they became like a central messenger. So I have, three very specific containers that I feel inspired to support specifically women through.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit about those three.
So I obviously have my coaching program. So the Empowered Authenticity program is a 4-month journey of self-exploration through holistic practices, understanding that you are energy and you actually get to choose how you're going to use that. And so it's really a culmination of all of these tools that I have collected over my entire career, now being gifted to my clients in a way that they can integrate them. And so for me, integration is the most important part of a coaching program. If you are just picking up a skill, but you're not living it, then how are you actually going to have transformation occur? So my goal is that they are learning these tools throughout the 4 months. And at the end of the 4 months, they're already using them so much that they're able to move forward in their lives, continuing to use these tools, because that's what we need to do, is we need to be operating in a new way that's in opposition of what it is that hasn't been working. So feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or burnt out cannot be resolved by continuing to do the same thing. So we have to do something new. So that is where the coaching program comes in. The second container is the transformational women's retreats. And so I take women out of their norm into these beautiful experiences, whether it is going to Montana and being out in the mountains and removing yourself from the noise and just getting really connected back to yourself, or going to Puerto Rico and hanging out with the ocean and just experiencing different cultures, different ways of seeing the world. And I so believe, and especially after the Greece retreat, the importance of being in environments that are not your norm, because they do completely change the way that you see the world. You realize your world is so much bigger than the one that you live in every single day. And then the third container is corporate mindfulness. So I go into corporations and I share meditation, I share mindfulness workshops, I share just ways to shift their team from striving to thriving. Because we live in such an action-oriented world, we need to learn how to slow down. We need to learn how to listen to the quieter voice. We want to shift out of hustle mentality and into intentional movement forward, because there's so much more you're going to get accomplished that way.
I love that. Yeah, we're busy. And sometimes we just don't stop and say, "Whoa, hang on a minute." In fact, sometimes I'll be like not realizing my whole body, everything was clenched up because I'm working something out in my head, and then you just have to go, "Whoa, whoa, hang on a minute." And shake it out or breathe, get back
Well,
into your body.
right. And the funny thing is, and I've had this conversation several times over the last few weeks, especially, is that when we're in that state in our mind and we're so tight and we're trying so hard to find the answer through thinking it, most often what we really need to do is walk away, take a pause, get into that yin state, get into that space where we can be more receptive and in intuitive, versus being only analytical and in our intellectual brain. And most oftentimes, and I've seen this so many times with my clients, when they do that, all of a sudden ideas and inspiration and an answer comes. And it's so amazing to see that happen. It happens for me when I'm really stuck in it and I get all whipped up in the chaos. I'm not moving, I'm stuck. But when I step away, when I go take a walk at the lake, or I give myself a weekend at the beach, all of a sudden there's clarity. And that's why travel for me is such an important part of my programming, because there's so much magic that happens when you just give yourself a pause, when you just take yourself out of the chaotic noise of it all. And that's why Authentic Life Journey became my company name, because it's a journey. And if we can allow the mess and the magic to coexist in the same breath, then that's where the authenticity is.
Oh, I love that. So well said. And I love the idea of stepping back and away from what is, the chaos that is your brain. And that's why people get their best ideas in the shower or when they're driving, because they've relaxed everything else. They're not in the throes of it. They've just said, "All right, I'm thinking of something else." And then all of a sudden you'll go, "Oh, I know how to fix that." It happens to me with technology too sometimes. be like, oh, I can't get this to work. I can't get this to work. And if I walk away and do something else, then I can come back and I'll go, oh, I know how to do that. That was easy. So I love how you're teaching people that. And I love retreats. I'm a big fan as well. Like you said, it's just getting out of your environment and getting somewhere that you're not used to, and maybe even a little uncomfortable, and meeting new people. And you know, you come away with focus and with more strength and more confidence because you've achieved something that maybe you weren't quite sure what what you needed.
I remember when I was planning the trip to Greece, it was literally a 2 month, like 2 months before I was like, all right, I'm doing this thing. And it's just happening. But I'm a Gemini, so it's easy for me to do things like that. I just go, okay, I'm doing the thing. But I had never been overseas. And that was it was a desire for me. And it still is to return and have more experiences. But there was this space of resistance that it could be, right? And so I just woke up one day and I was like, I gotta stop holding myself back and I have to just take this leap and trust that the money is coming, trust that the experience is going to be amazing, trust that I'm going to have everything in place that I need in place, and that trust is what allowed me to leap, and that is a pretty consistent thing across my life. That trust allows me to take that leap of faith and risk, and sure enough, every time I say yes, Spirit's like, okay, here's the thing that you needed to make that possible. Like just doing the thing, right? And taking that trip, I remember leading up to it, how many conversations I had. I could never do that. I could never do that. I can't believe you're doing that. Even my husband was like, are you going any with anyone? Are you meeting anyone there? Are you going to talk to anybody when you're there? And I'm like, yeah, I'm a pretty social person. I can talk to anyone. I remember sitting in Santorini at this restaurant looking out over the water, and there was a couple sitting behind me. And I was just in conversation with the wife the whole time because she lived in my state, but she was living in France and they were on vacation, but she was originally from Florida. And so we had this whole like it doesn't matter where you go, I'm always going to find a friend, even if it's just a momentary friend.
Yeah, your husband was probably like, you're coming back, right? Oh, I love this. So you talked about trusting yourself. What if people are listening and they're saying, you know, I like what you're saying, but I'm not doing it and I don't even know how to start. What would kind of be the first step, even if it's a baby step, that people could take, you know, to kind of head in that direction?
Yeah, I always give the same answer. It's slow down. If you don't slow down, you can't hear your higher knowing. The intellectual brain, if we really look at our chakra system, and this is where my medicine comes from, is understanding those energy centers. Each one of those energy centers has an archetypal energy. And the third eye, which is where our inner knowing is understood. Right? The heart is the messenger. It has the answer. The understanding of it is the third eye. And so when we move into that third eye energy, so often what I'm seeing with my clients is they are so heavily run by their intellect, whereas the archetypal energy that is the higher frequency for that energy center is the intuitive. And so the intuitive says, I'm going to do the thing, even if it doesn't make sense. The intuitive has the sense of, okay, when I do this thing, I know it's going to be supported. But we have to get quiet to hear that. So just like you were saying, oh, I'm in the shower, and then all of a sudden I have the answer. That's your intuition. That's your intuitive knowing that was in a space just quiet enough that spirit could, soul could, higher self could say, here's the answer. This is what will help you. And developing that is something that takes time. And I have a beautiful client that I just recently had an experience with that watching her begin to really see and understand her intuition is like, these are the moments that I live for because I'm just like, oh, I can feel the clouds have parted and the heavens are shining down and everything is coming into focus, right?
Oh, I love that. Yeah, because it's so easy to just stay on that same path. You know, it's comfortable. It's what I know. I'm doing the same thing, but I'm bored to tears. I'm not fulfilled. I'm not, you know, I don't feel great. And I think sometimes you need the routine, you know, especially when you have little kids at home or something, you know, like routine is good, but you know, there always still has to be some fun and some joy and something, you know, for you.
There's got to be flexibility. If we're so focused on the external that we're forgetting that we are a spiritual being having a human experience, we get lost in that, in the humanness, right? And then it just takes over. And I'm saying this from somebody who had to find her way there. You know, this workshop that I offer is one that really challenges that belief structure that is very common. And it's the belief structure of I can't, I don't have time, I have to, right? So putting yourself into this container that keeps you from your authentic self, from your authentic knowing. And sometimes those workshops are tight because once I start introducing this concept of you can set boundaries, you can say no, you can do dot dot dot. Oh man, the energy in the room gets like, oh, and just tightens up, and then I'm like, okay, we're gonna breathe. Let's just everybody take a breath.
I love that. Yeah, for sure. You're telling people the exact opposite, or you're telling them what they fear, you know, and they're like, oh no. When I make, you were talking about like the doing the thing, like going to Greece and making that decision. And it made me think of a couple of films that I love and that were big films because somebody just said, I feel like I need to do this, so I'm gonna do it. And then you know, it evolves how it evolves. But it is kind of from that place that I think a lot of people want to do something. And even some of them may even know what they want, but they're too afraid to take that step. They're too afraid people will say, you're out of your mind. You're crazy. So I think sometimes the crazy ones are the ones who are having
Oh,
fun.
I learned how to just love it. I learned how to just be like, well, I'm feeling inspired to do this. There's a reason I'm gonna go do the thing. And let me tell you, my life has been so much more inspired because I am willing to do that. And it's, you know, I know that I am who I am, and I had to work my way, because I did. I lived until about the time that things shifted in 2016. Believing that I couldn't do, I can't do this, I can't do that. So that was 10 years ago that this shift occurred for me. And in that I can't, I was trapping. I was bound by my own shackles of what I believed. And the first thing that I did that really broke the chain was I went to Hawaii because I always wanted to go. And I just was like, oh, I don't have enough money. There's never going to be an opportunity, la, 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 la. And then this door opened and I went, I'm walking through that door. And I'm going to trust that it'll be okay. And you know what? It was. And every single time I have said yes to travel experiences that I wanted to do, it always was exactly what was meant to be. And I was always provided for. And that to me is the message that I really have to remind myself when my ego is trying to tell me it's not possible.
That old ego thing that just creeps up all the time, doesn't it? So if people are saying, I love what Ramona is saying, I love the idea of her retreats, I'm interested in her 4-month journey, I'm ready to be challenged, I'm ready to challenge the norm, what would be the best way for them to reach out to you?
So you can go to my website, which is authenticlifejourney.com. And once you get there are plenty of buttons to schedule a call. Whether that call is to talk to me about the program or the retreat or whatever it is that you're feeling inspired with. And really how I take these calls is it's really just an opportunity for me to hear what you need. And then I can lean into that energy with you and really see if we're in alignment, because that's the other thing. I am not in the business of taking, I'm in the business of giving. And so I want to make sure that anyone that is finding their way to me is ready. So if you're not ready, then I'll make suggestions of other ways that we can engage that are not going to cause you disharmony. Because at the end of the day, I've had my own experiences with coaches where I spent a lot of money and walked away feeling very defeated. And so for me, that is a core value, is that anyone that I'm working with, I want them to walk away feeling more empowered than when they walked through the door.
I love that. That's brilliant. Okay, so one last question. If you could go back and give your earlier coaching self one piece of advice, what would that be?
I would say, trust yourself more. You are really capable.
I love that. That's such a great note to end on. Well, Ramona, this has been spectacular. We already know how to reach out to you. So, yeah, all I can do is say thank you. Thank you for sharing this time with me and telling us all about what you do. You've inspired me. We're actually traveling next month to Ireland with our grown kids. So, I think that's going to be quite memorable and
I
I'm
love
looking
it.
forward to it. Yeah,
Oh,
so
enjoy that.
yeah, so thank you so much for joining me today on our episode.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us today on Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights. We hope you're leaving this episode with inspiration to take your coaching business and your life to the next level. If you found value in this episode, we would love it if you would subscribe and share it with someone else who you think might benefit from hearing it. Thanks, and we'll see you in the next episode.